Karina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-A-S-H-A-Z-Z at gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards, y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork and pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live, I am not worthy of him. So I thank them every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the war, you scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing.
breathing. Even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got control line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shameless? It's a soul game.
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Let's talk about some issues here. Let's talk about why is it that it's becoming more and more open and more seen that black people of America, or foundational black Americans, as we're now calling ourselves, or should I say African-Americans, which some of us still do, and even newer, Israel. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that last term, Israel, the term being called Judahites or Jews. But history has been unfolding a lot of things in these past couple of years, especially after the 400-year mark. It has revealed a lot of things about foundational black Americans in our history and how we have been lied to as to who we are and what is going on and why the constant torment and slavery we have endured in this country and other countries. There, the African Americans, or not say African Americans, but should I say Africans or black people who are Israel, should I say, let's make it clear, that has of the diaspora, let's put it that way, of the diaspora that has been going through a lot of torment in all these countries and stuff, but mainly in the United States has been more pronounced, the slavery. You know, and it's been downplaying lately of foundational black American struggles in the United States has ramped up. Downplaying us has definitely been ramped up. Our civil rights leaders have been hijacked by non-foundational black Americans, meaning they are getting all the perks the NAACP and other so-called groups for blacks were supposed to be giving to us. Just because certain nationalities share a similar or same skin tone does not make them the same people. And I think that's where a lot of us have missed the mark at. A lot of foreigners with similar skin tones and stuff like that are coming over capitalizing on the voting acts that we had gone through. They've also gotten the perks as far as business loans, business ventures and stuff like that. They got support as far as that goes. I mean, they're really living off of the NAACP, which is just means National Association of American Colored People. Okay? So colored people is the key here in that whole little group. Colored people. So that means anybody of color can get support. Anybody of color, except for the people it was meant for, the African Americans, the black people who broke their backs, who lost their lives to make this country what it is today and for it to be where it is today. Did you know that they did not, like when European foreigners and everything started coming over to America, they were considered indentured servants. And indentured servitude is not the same as slavery, as what black people experienced over here. What is the distinction needs to be made that indentured servitude and being a slave are two different things. Indentured servitude meaning you only work for somebody for a certain amount of time, and then they release you with some type of
monetary or some type of support, so to speak, type of support for you to be out there and go and make it on your own. Well, black people wasn't given that opportunity. We weren't given our 40 acres and a mule that was supposed to be promised to us after slavery had ended. And I guess European captors and the people running this country, they saw it that way. They didn't. They see that if they did that, that would give us leverage and support. But family, I'm not here to talk about that in a sense that because our European people know what was up. They knew that there was something deeper. Even if they don't know it mentally, they're not sure, they can't really put their finger on as to why they hate the black man so much or hate the black family so much or hate black people in general so much, or at least, let's say, people that were brought up here during the slave trade and their ancestors. But I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because pretty much, you know, former President Donald Trump recognized the end of the 400 years of American slavery in this country. And the negative powers that be has always been on par with Abu Yah's plan of slavery, physical as well as mental, as a punishment to his people, not to mention the plagues. So family, if you're suffering right now from any plagues, mental abuse, denial, and that could be denial of support within this country when it comes to wanting to start businesses, wanting to do something to prosper your family, to be able to prosper, for prosperity, in other words, for prosperity, for peace, just like every other nationality that comes to the United States to get peace and prosperity. You want peace and prosperity, but they get it naturally. But we're not going to get it that easy, family. And I have posted before, and I've told you guys before as to why we're not getting that same support as others are, or the other foreigners are, even other so-called black people of color, other African peoples and stuff like that. Why they, even though they could be dark as us and still, and I would definitely use the Ethiopians as a big example as to, because a lot of times they want to equate a lot of times the African Americans with Ethiopians a little bit. They kind of want to put us on the same pedestal, but we don't realize there's a deeper level there. And that's because Ethiopians, not all of them are Israel, and not all of them are Jews. Yes, they hold a lot of important documents and things like that, and they hold us information only because they were friends, so to speak, or they became converted, so to speak, to being Israel, to being Jews. Okay, it's conversions by conversions. And I know I get some pushback from people say, oh, Ethiopians, they are Jewish. They're Jews. They're from the Judah, the tribe of Judah. No, that's not how it works. Some of them maybe are. Maybe some of their father may have been, or their mother may have been. They have mixed. We have mixed a little bit. But for the most part, they aren't the people like that. But anyway, the reason why I bring up the thing with Trump in the 400 years is because that's a big market. Because for him to bring that up was a big deal, because he realized, they know, the powers, you know, the powers that be know what the deal is and why black people will never be able to come up in this country. Family, we will never, ever get to the biggest prosperity in this country. We will never experience the peace, the freedom to move about freely, you know, the peace of owning your own business and to prosper. We will never get that here. We get some semblance of it now. It's only because the Most High has caused that curse that was put upon us to come off. That 400 years was the marking point. It was a break. It was the chains coming off. The Most High was allowing a little looseness to go on because there's a change coming to his people and everything. But there's a reason why, family. And a lot of times I hear a lot about our you know, black media talk about it. Black media talk a lot about being free, and we talk a lot about the oppressors and what they're doing to us and why is it not changing. Now 400 years and we're still in the same cage. Literally, we're still in the same cage. Shackles have been removed, the physical ones at least, but the mental ones, they're still there. They are still there, alive and well and kicking. And a lot of us don't even see it because we're thinking if we vote, Just get out there and we vote. And that's going to help change our ways. How many voting things have we had come about? You know, now they're talking about another. They got another thing coming up talking about the change in voting. Okay, how many more times do we need to vote? There's nothing wrong with our voting. We can vote. We have access to voting. That's not our problem. Our problem is access to liberty. Voting and liberty, would you think they would be the same thing, but they're not. We'd have no liberty in this country. Even though we're allowed to vote, we still have no liberty because the people that we're voting for cannot get us out of the situation that we're in. And that's what we fail to realize. I'm going to read to you Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I know a lot of people don't, you know, they're probably tired of hearing it, but we need to hear this because, family, we got to come out of this circle, this mind fog, okay, that we think somehow we marching, voting, talking about it is going to make the change. That's not what's going to make the change. That's not what is going to change our situation, family. That's not what's going to change our situation. I'm going to read to you some things that will change your situation. I'm going to tell you how you can change your situation, how we can really change and get the ball, at least the ball moving in that direction for freedom and liberty. Okay? Liberty is what we want. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And listen to these verses, family, because this is so real. And this book is not just the Bible, these 66 books, is a history book for foundational Black Americans. It's your history book, family. I know people have hijacked and used it for religious purposes to confuse you and to keep you enslaved. Because they use this, they use our history book to enslave us. And we haven't realized that. But let me tell you, this book holds a lot of information and it tells you how you can free yourself. It tells you how your freedom comes about. It even tells us how we even got in the situation we're in the first place. But, of course, because none of us read it, because we have been so blindsided and been so thrown off by it because of these fake preachers and pastors and all these people and these fake prophets and all these people have messed it up, misconstrued what the Most High has said to confuse those who lack wisdom and understanding. But let's break this down. Let's get an understanding as to what's happening here. Okay? It says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Let me read that part again. It says, let's see. "I command thee this day that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." He said he can put you above all the people on the earth. Earth. We're talking earth, family. Okay, not just the United States. Okay, not just the Americas, North America, South America, none of that. We're talking about all over, not Europe, you know what I'm saying, not Britain and all those places. No. He said all the earth. All the earth. And that included in family. That doesn't include back in the day. He's talking about even to this day. He said all the earth. This is going to be forever, y'all. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field." Meaning that, you know what I'm saying, those of us who have stores and stuff like that, businesses in the cities, guess what? They're going to be prosperous. Okay? Those of us who own fields and stuff like that, it's going to be prosperous. Meaning you're going to have plenty of corn growing, rows of corn. You have a lot of wheat. You're going to have all that. You have cattle upon cattle upon cattle. "Blessed shall thou be, shall be the fruit of thy body." Meaning you're going to have some beautiful babies. That's what that means. You're going to have beautiful children. You can have abundance of children. Okay? "Blessed shall the fruit of thy body be, and the fruit of thy ground." Meaning what you grow is going to come up beautifully and abundantly. "And the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when y'all go out." Meaning when you out and about, and moving about, and doing and living your life, you're going to be blessed in it. Everything pretty much your hand touch will turn to gold. That's what it's pretty much saying. "The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." Y'all ever notice? That's why our Caucasian brethren and sisters, are so afraid of us, and especially of our men, because we our look alone has power, just alone, family, okay? And then imagine, then of course, you notice that boxing with Mike Tyson and all that, and all our guys who are out there in the wrestling world and in the boxing world and doing all these things, you ever notice how they come out strong and they always win? They have the strength and the power. Because Most High didn't take away all of the blessings that he gave us. He didn't take them away. He just hindered them a little bit and then put us under slavery to keep them closed in for a second just to teach us a lesson. We needed a lesson learned here, family. There's a lesson being learned here. And it took 400 years to do it. And for some reason, it still hasn't clicked for a lot of us. We still haven't gotten there. A lot of us still think we're going to talk our way out of this, or we're going to vote our way out of this. Okay, that somehow we're going to have leaders and come up and just do what's exactly necessary to support the black race. But family, it's not going to work that way. And I hate to be the bearer of such bad news, you know, to dampen your excitement that somehow we're just going to all of a sudden come up and then we all just going to get along with our European counterparts and stuff. It ain't going to work like that, because we were made to be a powerful people, family. And that's what the Most High said. He said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against you. Because we got enemies right now. And we're going to be ready to rise up against them pretty soon. And that's exactly what they're afraid of, family. That's exactly what they are afraid of. They're afraid of what's coming, because we are a powerful people. And we have a powerful, powerful battle. And once we get our minds right and do what he says to do, because I'm going to tell you what he says to do in order to be able to have him behind us is to support us. Because these stories are just, this isn't just old school news. This isn't this old school stuff. Oh, this is back in the day. This don't mean nothing for us now. Oh, no, 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 no. It's very much relevant now. And much, much more relevant today than it ever has been. The times we're in. This 400 years are up, family. Our 400 years of captivity is over as far as that's concerned. Now, we're going to find out what can we do to make sure that this thing is completely flipped for us. Okay, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. Okay, your barns. I mean, you know, you have farms, like I said before, if you have your farms and stuff like that. You want to make sure that stuff is increased, that is full. And in all that thou set thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And we got land coming, family. That's another thing, too. This America, this ain't for us. This wasn't our land. This was a punishment land. This is a captivity. This is captivity. A lot of people think that captivity means just, you know, we did a slave house thing. We had the house slave and we had the field Negroes and all that kind of stuff going on. We think that that was just the slavery. Once those things stopped, that was it. But as we can see, we still get slaughtered in the street. The things that still get, that still happens. They still incarcerate us and they still even enslave us to a certain extent, because the prison system is a slave system, a modern day slave system where they're still trying to keep black men, especially. Because they're afraid of you. They are so afraid of you. And they have a right to be afraid of you. You are the seed of the Most High power, the one that created all things, even their sinners, even them. He created even them, but yet he chose a single group of people to be able to rule this world, family. And a lot of people haven't come to grasp for that. At least our people haven't come to grasp for that. Because we still think we're equal with the white man. We're not. We're Europeans and all the other nations of the earth. We're not. We're made to be above them and to rule over them and to bring them to him and to get them out of their idolatry. Okay? The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep his commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of the ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. You hear that, family? Okay? That's what he said. He said, and you will be, and all the people of the earth shall see. They're going to see your prosperity. They're going to see your power. They're going to see it. And they're going to be very afraid. Like, how these people get to have so much power, be so fruitful, be all, and have all of this? you know, and know so much. Because we're going to be wise in wisdom as well, family. We're going to know the Most High. The Most High is going to give us power, just like he gave, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and all of them, John, and all our little prophets and stuff. That the good prophets now. There were some bad prophets out there, y'all. There's still some bad prophets to this day out here, you know, and pastors and preachers or whatever you want to call them. There are a lot of those bad ones out there, but there are a lot of the good ones out there the Most High is using as well. Like, I believe it was Pastor Darby who passed away a couple of years ago. You know, he started coming out and realizing the truth. And did you notice that when he started coming out with the truth and about who we were and changing the whole that whole Christian thing and all that kind of stuff, that he ended up dying? Did any of y'all catch that? Did anyone catch that? So family, but the Most High told us, and the thing is, he told us in these books. Deuteronomy tells us. He tells us what's going to happen. Okay? He tells us what's going to happen. That's why it's very, it's highly important, family, that you guys read Deuteronomy, book of Deuteronomy, especially Deuteronomy 26 and all the way through Deuteronomy 28. You have to read these chapters so you can understand what's happening to you, so you can get a real legitimate idea. It ain't these people that not like you because of your skin color, because that's just so childish. That's just so, how can I say, we got to think a little deeper than that, family. We can't necessarily really think that it was actually because of our skin color that the reason we're in this mess right here. Because they just like the way we look. They just seen us as low class. Da, da, da. No. No, family. It was a lot deeper than that. It went a lot further than that, okay? But because we didn't want to listen to our Father, because we didn't want to listen to Abba Yah, who gave us the world, literally gave us the world, you know, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them for all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. Your kids were sold off. Remember, he made your belly prosperous. He made the mother's wombs prosperous. Meaning he gave you seed only to go into captivity because of disobedience. Can you imagine that? That shows you how the anger the Most High had for us. His anger was kindled so strong, family, so strong. You know what I'm saying? Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. And it says, all the trees and fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. So pretty much the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearken not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments, the statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed you. And the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fleeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. You see how they fought our kids in the streets, shooting our children in the back from running, incarcerating our children for years for minor crimes, to thievery. Sometimes kids, you know, may steal some candy or something like that. They end up going to prison for decades. They lose their life because they stole a piece of gum. You know, we get the harshest of punishments when it comes to the law of this land. So the Most High said he gonna allow these people to come upon us and do these things to us. He's going to allow these things to happen to us because we fail to heed his commandments. And family, right now it's a big word going out that you have to wake up. It's time to wake up, Jacob. It is so much time to wake up, family. You don't have that much time. you don't have a whole lot of time to go. Okay? And it is about 400-year captivity. Most High, he's relaxing the chains a little bit. But he's also waking us up in this 400-year, end of this 400 years. He's waking you up. He's saying, wake up, Israel. Wake up, Judah. I'm going to rise y'all up. I'm going to raise you up. Okay? And I know it's a lot for us right now. I know it's a lot for a lot of our families. It's a lot for our children. Everybody struggles. And also, too, because they said, after the plague, I told you guys about the plague that's going to come about. Like, you know, they got the C-19 and all that stuff going on and everything, the flu, you know, it was influenza, it was syphilis. It's all those plagues and stuff like that that he put on those other Gentile nations, he's putting on us now. He allowing to us now. Okay? And also, he says, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. That's what he says. I mean, it's right here in the text. But we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen to this. We believe the Bible is this ghostly book, this fantasy book, this book of, you know, of just stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's something to look at and just put aside, you know. You know, it's been around for thousands of years. But we don't look at it because the rulers of this world, which is Satan and his angels, they're ruling. And I know a lot of people don't believe in the spiritual world, but this is what's going on, family. Just because we don't see them like the book of Adam and Eve talks about these wicked beings that have rule and dominion over this earth right now, and how we fell to them. Eve fell first, and then Adam, right behind her, not being the man he was supposed to be, that the Most High made him to be, to stand up to such wickedness. He went along with his wife and then tried to blame her for the reason for why they did what they did. Okay? That doesn't work for Most High. Most High is a man of power and honor. So when Eve had made that mistake, Adam should have made her repent for that. He shouldn't have went along with it. He shouldn't have partaken of the fruit or the knowledge or whatever it was that went down. He shouldn't have told Eve, what are you doing? Why are you doing that again? No, he should not have done that. But he chose to go along with her, and they both got into the situation which led ours to the situation in today. And it says, and amongst these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy feet have rest. For the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life. And family, this happened even during back in that time frame, when this was published out, even before it was even completely published out, already struggling with some stuff. Most had already been showing some things. But once this right here was published out, it was happening. We have no ease. We grope noon, day, and night. Okay? And have no assurance about life. We see our kids get shot down. Our men get shot down. Our husbands get shot down. Our sons, our daughters even now get shot down. Our daughters even get taken out a little bit here. You know, and of course they get experimented on too when it comes to as far as experiments and stuff like that. Okay, and they don't believe that black women can have a high tolerate. We do have a high toleration of pain, so they say, and so therefore they don't treat us well when it comes to pain assurances, or they don't take us seriously when we talk about pains and things like that. So, family, we got to wake up as to what is going on with us. And also, I want to read to you one more thing, too, as well. And let's check out Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, and we're going to start with verse 11. Have the nations changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Okay? But the Most High just said, listen to what he's saying. Y'all gotta understand, this is the word Most High using his people, his prophets, like Prophet Jeremiah, to warn the people. He's sending out warnings. Okay? He's sending out one. He says, have nations changed their gods, which are yet no gods? Meaning he's asking, you out here worshiping the sun, and it's not a god. It's not me, is what he's saying. Oh, you worshiping that little cross thing you wearing around your neck, sporting all the time? That's not me. Your pastor? Oh, your pastor church? Oh, he's your god? You idolize him? Okay. But nah, the Most High said, these are no gods to him. They profit you none. They don't glory us. They don't profit us. They can't save us. They can't give us everlasting life. They can't do that. Okay? See, and he said, be very afraid of this. He's like, what people is this? Who will turn down the Almighty of all creation? Who will turn them down? See, that own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. And I think I'm going to cut it off right here, family. Because he said, you heard that, right? He said, thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Family, it's time to repent. Repentance is the name of the game right now. No more marching, no more singing, unless you sing to the Most High on your knees. A repentant song, a song of glory, a song of praise to him, a song of sorrow, saying apologies. Most High power, and for him to help rebuke these demons that pursue us daily, pursue his people daily, which he allowed to pursue us daily, to teach us a lesson. Because that, and that, what he said, he's going to teach us a lesson. So repentance, family, should be the name of your game. Repentance should be the name of your foundational Black American speech from here on out. Repentance to the Most High power that created all things. All things, because he was the one that put you in the situation. And he's the only one that can take you out. And with that, peace and blessing, and I look forward to talking to you again.